what we've done here is identify the specific mechanical requirements for playing the bar chords. And those are the ability to keep these fingers rounded and curled and well balanced on the strings, and at the same time, the ability to get the index finger to extend and lean on the strings in such a way that you have a certain amount of natural pressure. And that really does come in large part from the position of the hand and arm. See, a lot of people really struggle because they have this misconception that the finger has to be straight, and that's a really crucial thing. If you have that misconception, if you're trying to play bar chords like this and it hurts or you get tired and you're struggling, then you're not noticing that you're working against yourself. The heart of the problem is not you're not a good guitar player so you can't play bar chords. The heart of the problem is, in that instance, that you're not recognizing just how hard you're working and how working that hard is making it impossible for these other fingers to move. So the big picture in terms of finding the solution really is recognizing what are my hands doing and what do they need to do. The fingers need to be able to move independently, and so doing a certain amount of purely technical work is absolutely going to help you develop that, and that needs to be done consistently, it needs to be done deliberately, and it needs to be done slowly enough that, number one, you make sure that you're accurate, you make sure that you're not working with unnecessary tension, and that you go slowly enough that if you've developed any bad habits, if there's any muscle memory that's developed that's actually getting in your way, it doesn't kick in. Right? When you move at the speed that you would ordinarily move to reach for that chord, you're working with muscle memory, and muscle memory is faster than you. Muscle memory works at the speed of electricity because it has to do with your nervous system. It's a mental impulse, a thought that triggers the muscles, right? You have to go slowly enough that that trigger isn't hit so that you can deliberately control the fingers. We've established in the previous videos why we want to be able to play bar chords. We've established some things about the learning process. We've established some things about the problem-solving element in this. And in this video today, we've gotten into really the core challenges, which have to do with the ability to move the fingers independently and the ability to find a hand position that gives you maximum leverage with minimum effort. That's really it. When you break it down to the fundamental things, those are the two biggest challenges. And so you solve those problems by doing the exercises to develop the finger independence, by paying very close attention to what your hands are doing so that you recognize what the natural shape of the hand is, what the strongest natural position is, and try to find that. And then lastly, working on chord transitions, getting from one to another, keeping in mind everything that you learned about finger independence and about hand and wrist position. The four elements: finger independence, hand position, awareness, knowledge of the shapes and forms on the neck. That's it. And then it's just a question of applying the strategy of identify, analyze, plan, execute to solve those problems. And of course, add to that four-step process, repeat, because you're going to need to go and do that again. Now, as with the previous videos, I've got an accompanying PDF. If you'll scroll down, you'll see the link on the page. And this will break down the specific information for you in a very neat way, just like I've been talking about. It really is going to come down to you and the work that you do. Now, I would love to hear from you on this. When you look at your own playing, when you look at the things that you're struggling with, what are your challenges? When you look more closely, what do you think the real problems are? So I definitely want to hear from you about that, so please scroll down and comment below. Thanks for watching. I'm Dave Isaacs, and I hope to see you again down the road.